Only 1% of the entire world could ever bench 225 or 10. If you look a bit deeper, the numbers explain themselves. Maybe 10% of the world is even trying. 5% of the world probably isn't taking that training that seriously. Another 4% are like maybe slack on their sleep, diet, hydration. And then the 1% that do all of the things necessary get whatever that end result is. It can't just be explained away with, oh, like some people can do it and some people can't. It's like, no, it's some people do what it takes and then some people don't. And then that's what's reflected in those little statistics. So all I'm trying to say there is try to put yourself in that minority group when it comes to any kind of achievement, especially fitness-wise, because it's like, you freaking beat 60, 70% of anybody else just by going at all. Like, don't forget me. Right? Every time you do something that makes you a little bit uncomfortable, odds are that is just going to add up and add up and add up, and before you know it, holy crap, man, how did you get that back vein? How did you get that bicep vein? How did you get those forearm, whatever?
What if it's a mistake? It's a mistake. Rest assured. What do you know? You're going to stumble around, right? And what's going to happen is this. You're going to move to, you're going to not stay in stasis. You're not going to wander around in circles. And I see people like that. They said, well, I never knew what to do, and now I'm 40. It's like, that's not so good. That's not so good. And you might say, well, and there is a literature, too, that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back on their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things.
I want people to understand that they're not alone, that there are other people feeling exactly the way they're feeling, that their behavior is not insane, that they have a disease, and it's not their fault. There's a very famous kind of line that people don't change. I happen to know that people do change, and I see that every day. I see people getting better. I see the lights in their eyes come on.
You got to get out there. You got to give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. Because remember this, you will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong? That I could fix, that I would fix. You meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
And so if you're not willing to be a fool, then you'll never start anything new. And if you never start anything new, then you won't develop. And so the willingness to be a fool is the precursor to transformation. And that's the same as humility. And so if you're going to write your destiny, you can do a bad first job. You're going to get smarter as you move forward.
Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
That it is.
You know who's going to bail you out? You know who's going to come and rescue you? You know who's going to come and save the day? No one.
No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you.
No one's going to come and do it for you. You're going to have to do it all yourself.
And many of you are not where you're supposed to be, not because you're not gifted. You have absolutely no discipline. I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not gonna do me like this no more. You give you a pass. You are not where you're supposed to be financially, and you gave yourself a pass. You know you're better than that. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. It's time you punish you. From now on, you're not gonna hold any other human more accountable than you hold yourself.
It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym? And our body's dying, do we push past that? Those inches you need to be number one then are around us every single day. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference.
So I just need you to think about three people that you love. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about granny, you gotta think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who you doing this for? So the days you don't feel like getting up, just think about them. And you don't get here by quitting when you tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you done. You don't stop when you tired. You stop when you done. Execution is worship. And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else. Why? Because this is what I do. This is my lane. This is your lane. You gotta murder it. If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. There is no discount. You can't get 50% off. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking they are and stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn. Y'all gotta do me a favor. Stop being gazelles. You're not average. There's nothing about you that's average. You're not good. You were born to be great. So you go out there and get what's yours. Do you have a heart? Do you have a perseverance? Do you have a commitment? Do you have a consistency? When I tell you that you gotta make sacrifices and you gotta get up at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock and you gotta grind, why are you telling them that? Why? Because people don't need help sleeping in. People don't need help gaining weight. People don't need help overindulging, making excuses. People don't need help hitting the snooze button. People need help making sacrifices. Yep, it's tough, it's hard. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to sacrifice. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to grind. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but I can tell you this, it will be worth the sacrifice.
It's unbelievable how little genuine encouragement many people need and how they had none. No one ever said to them and meant it. It's not okay for you to be a weak loser. It's not okay. And the reason it's not okay is because you could be way more than that. And it's a crime, an ethical crime, for you to allow all that necessary potential to go to waste. It hurts you, it hurts your family, it hurts the world. Really, really, it does. And people think, oh, okay, I get it.
There's going to be peace. The scripture says you can be transformed in your thinking. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can have peace in your heart right now. You can have peace of mind right now. Only through God are we going to find peace. He's going to bring peace.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person. You'll have a better understanding of yourself. You'll have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
Basically, two kinds of people in life. They're winners and they're losers. And the definition is this. Losers take things that happen to them and that they feel inside that suck, and they wallow and they use it for self or outward destruction. Winners take whatever they feel it, it sucks, and they transmute it into things that are good for themselves and for the world. Period. End of story.
I used to use the old phrase, I'll take care of you, you take care of me. I found out how short-ended that was. I changed it. Here it is. I'll take care of me for you, if you'll take care of you for me. The best contribution I can make to you, if you're my friend, is my personal development. What if I become 10 times wiser, 10 times stronger, 10 times better, 10 times more unique? Think of what that will do for our friendship. Self-sacrifice usually earns contempt. Self-development and self-investment earns respect.
If you want to develop something, if you want to attain a new skill, let's just say you want to learn another language. The quickest way to learn this language is for the next 30 days, you take care you have something to eat, you have enough sleep, and the rest of the time you study. You don't watch television, you don't go on social media, You don't play any games. You don't go out on party. You don't drink alcohol. You don't take drugs. You sleep, you eat, and you train.
The most powerful tool in the world is you, a pen, and a piece of paper. This is the greatest wealth creator in the world. Write your goals down on paper and write them down in the present tense as though you had already achieved them. Your brain knows that you're not a millionaire, but now you're saying, I am a millionaire. And so your brain goes to work to close this gap between where you are and where you want to be. And your brain starts to work 24 hours a day. And it works and it gives you ideas. There's this incredible power in the universe that you can tap into. You could just reach into it by simply writing down a goal clearly on a piece of paper. And then this mind goes to work 24 hours a day. And it starts to pull into your life everything that you need to make the goal clear. But if it's not in writing, not a darn thing happens.
And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
If another human can tell you to get up and go to work and do what you're supposed to do, why can't you pretend like if you need another human, be the human?
What comes easy will not last. What lasts will not come easy. Do what is hard, and your life will become easy.
You hear this all the time. Don't sweat the small stuff. The one percenters, the 0.01, they sweat every single detail. Because the one thing they let slip, somebody is going to use that to their advantage. Somebody is going to make a big deal out of it. And they're going to feel like they left something out.
I've always thought of life as like this one-way street, and you head down it, and as you do, it sort of disappears behind you. You can't go back once you've started this damn journey. You can only go forward. So you got two choices. One, you get scared, you give up, and then you burn up. And the second one, you say, fuck it! Fuck it! Fuck fear! And you barrel through it. And when you come out on the other side, I guarantee you, you're going to be stronger than you ever thought possible.
You're not in competition with anybody but yourself. A lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't going to keep going. Yeah, I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
You know what hurts the most? Is when somebody will not love you at all, but yet they keep you around. And you want to know why? It's because they know you're too good to let go. They know the type of person you are, so they will not let you go because you're a good person.
The disappointment is on you. It is your fault, and you go through failure alone. But failure has made me who I am today. Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up.
I didn't come this far to just break down and lose now. I'm a winner. I'm going to win. I'll do whatever the hell it takes to get through this.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody.
If you are 20 to 30 years old, please find a good boss, not necessarily a good company. Learn from the boss, learn how to do it. When you are 30 to 40 years old, try to do something yourself, if you really want to try. When you are 40 to 50 years old, do things that you are good at. After 20 years of learning, you should do something you're good at. When you are 50 to 60 years old, spend your time supporting young people. When you are over 60 years old, spend time with your grandchildren.
3 days of pain,
The rest is easy. So it takes about 3 days to shift the biological mecha fuel.
Life's going to happen to you when you have a dream. You're going to get slapped around. And don't take it personal. Don't ask, why did this have to happen to me? Why not you? Who would you suggest?
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop.
All of you in this room want to be successful as hell, but the journey to success comes with a lot of what? Failure. So why the fuck don't you teach yourself, like I taught myself, is how to fail properly? It's not saying be a failure. When I was 300 pounds, people think, oh, you really thought you could be a Navy SEAL? No, I just gonna fucking lose the weight. Which I told myself, you are gonna have to learn how to get up extremely fast because you are gonna have a million setbacks on this journey. And that's how I literally taught myself how to fail first. Because I knew that if I was afraid of failure, I would have never been able to be a Navy SEAL.
If we want to be successful, we have to work with smart people. Smart people. If we want to be successful, we should make a lot of mistakes and never give up. A lot of people, they make mistakes, they have problems, they give up. We never give up. We learn from mistakes.
Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole other level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
Don't tell your dreams to everybody. Your dreams will attract you enemies and haters. Work in silence. Let God do what he wants to do in your life and let him surprise your enemies.
Most of you in this room, you can't give up 6 months. You can't give up 8 months. You can't let stuff go for a few weeks. Like you can't let girls go. Some of you just can't let boys go. Some of you just can't let parties go. Let it go. If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you gotta let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta push your grind up to match your dream. I need you to pick your grind up. There's nothing wrong with your dream. You have a great dream, but your grind does not affect your dream. I need you to wake up every single day, and I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before. You have to find a routine and stick with it. And then when you find something good, stay with it.
You don't talk, you just bust moves. It's because this job ain't doing for me what I needed to do for me. What's gonna get me to the next level ain't this job, it's my favor.
If you only have 24 hours in a day, your success is dependent upon how you use the 24.
I would rather you confront, fight, and fail than for you just to settle for the comfort of remaining the same. Change is tough.
Nothing fails like success. You're successful. Maybe it's in your health. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's in your career. Maybe it's in your family life. Maybe it's in the way that you show up in the world. Awesome. You're in a really vulnerable place right now. It is one thing to be successful. It is another thing to sustain success over the coming decade. Is that not a powerful idea?
I want you to be brave enough when something's not working. Do it right. You can't keep doing what you were doing before because you're losing. You have to go intentional and deliberate. How many times do I criticize others versus how many times I criticize myself? How many times do I try to correct others? How many times do I correct myself? If it don't drive you, don't want that. So whatever it is you see that you don't have, if it drives you, go, I want that. And then you gotta change. But you can't say you want that and you don't want change.
The world's not going to become easier all of a sudden. No, as you mature, you're going to have more responsibilities, more things that people expect out of you. The truth is, as long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope in your heart. You can't depend on Nathan's motivation, because motivation takes motion, motivation takes movement. If you depend on outside sources to keep you going, when that outside source goes away, you go back to your default setting too.
Anytime you want anything you don't have, you have to do something to get that, because if you were the person that could have it, you'd already have it. You'd have it already. You don't have it, and so you want it. So you have to become something different.
The state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of the state of your mind. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. No matter what circumstances have shown up in your life, the quality of your life will always and only be a reflection of your state of mind. In other words, how you feel about your life is your life.
If you are not where you want to be in life, maybe it is about time you started talking less and working more. Lock the world out for a week, a month, a year, however long it takes. Shut out everything, all distractions, all drama, all negativity, and focus on you.
Do it your way. You don't need their permission, but you need yours.
You don't need their permission, but you do need yours. You do need to look at yourself and declare who you are, and you need to believe it.
I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
Bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
You're not going to beat me. I'm prepared to die. And I meant that, man. I swear to God on my life, I meant that. Like, I meant that shit. Because I was like, look. Ooh. And I signed my death warrant right there. I was like, look, if this is how I die, this is how I die. If I'm ready to die, I'm ready to kill. You have to be willing to give something up as well.
David Goggins, he wrote me last night. And I can't repeat what he said verbatim. But the basis of his message was, be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
One of the things that I was very lucky in my life with is I knew exactly what I wanted to do.
Your ambition, if you have any sense, is actually to become competent.
Do you want to be competent and dangerous, or do you want to be vague and useless?
I was always getting pestered. What are you doing with your life? Are you doing this, doing that? They didn't know what it was. They didn't know what MMA was. They didn't know none of this. They didn't know I could make a career out of it. As far as they were concerned, I was just getting into a cage and fighting with some other guy. They didn't know nothing about it.
My brother, I've seen him rise from the gutter pretty much. Like, he was telling me how he would have to share his dinner with his dog, or if he didn't have enough food, he'll give all the food to his dog and he'll go train.
I think I am a bad guy that's trying to be good. Just because religiously, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. We're born into sin.
So what is that like being John? Like, what is that like thinking there isn't another man on the planet that could do anything to you in hand-to-hand combat?
It is definitely the case that there is no more exceptional form of the capacity to be dangerous than to be articulate. And so it's a moral endeavor in some real sense. To become articulate is to become the master of your own tongue.
No one did, really. But I knew. You know what I mean? I knew. But and then I end up getting a trade just to keep them quiet.
I enjoy work. I don't want to be anywhere else but here. So every day I am enjoying myself. I wake up every day, I pinch myself. You want to see the room I'm sleeping in, you want to see the bed I'm sleeping in, you want to see the home that I am living in. There's an elevator in the home. So I'm on the third floor and I go out, click the button, and it goes from the third floor to the fourth floor. I open up the elevator and I go and eat some breakfast, and then we go stretch out in the sun, and we have a big pool, a jacuzzi.
When you get out of bed every morning, right, you get up out of bed, life is standing right there to kick you in the face. Ready, leg cocked, ready to go. To kick you in the face, because every day when you get up, bad shit's coming at you. Forget about work, your personal life, everything. Car don't start, the this, the that. Life is ready to get you.
You got a goal,
And you'll see that as you progress towards the goal, there'll be obstacles that emerge, and some of them you don't want to confront. That's why it's useful to order your room. Chaotic room makes you anxious. Why? Too many pathways, man.
You know, hard work pays. I put in a hell of a lot of work all throughout this build-up in the fight. I pumped out more content than anybody, more content than Fox, more content than ESPN, more content than BT Sport, more content than everybody on the MagLive on my own channels. You know what I mean? I'm a workhorse from all angles, not just in the gym, but I'm building this media empire now myself, and we pumped out the content. I'm very proud of how it went. We consistently, daily movies I was releasing, you know, from like a month ago, every single day. You know what I mean? Nobody's doing that. So I'm very proud of it, and I'm very, like, the work pays, hard work pays, and I put in the work, and that's why I'm sitting at the top.
Get up and fight every day, man. Go for it. Just go for it. Believe me, I'm living proof that it can happen.
It's good for you to go take your place in the world. Have some ambition. Have a vision. Have a goal. Have a strategy. Try to be a good person. Not because it's your duty precisely, because that's the proper way to live.
Anything you do positive in your life and anything that's huge, it will immediately be surrounded by negativity.
Yeah.
Right? Immediately. Get ready for it, because no matter how successful you become, one thing never goes away. Negativity.
When I was a kid, I used to always visualize stadiums. And like, even when I was playing football, I'd kick the ball against the wall and I'd pretend I scored a goal, and I'd run off and I'd be raising my hand and visualizing an arena full of fans. And that was something I'd done as a kid out on my own. I like just running around kicking the ball. So I always had these visions of something, but I just didn't know what it was. And then I suppose when I came to these events, and I started training them, and then came to an event, I was like, okay, this is it.
One of the things that I've really learned recently, or learned to articulate better, is that there's a very tight relationship between aspiration and responsibility. The first question might be, do you need to aspire to something? And the answer is, well, yes, because you have to do something. Okay, if you just sit there, you'll die. You can't just sit there. You have to go act out in the world.
Their opinion means nothing.
Give it up, Pat.
It is literally an opinion. It's negative bullshit, and it means nothing to you. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't affect, unless you're the type, sick, twisted type of person like me that likes to let it fuel you. You let it, it's like your, you know, it's like your fuel. And other than that, it's useless. It means nothing.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, a feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
There's got to be something at the top. It's got to be something important. If you don't have that, your life doesn't have any meaning. So if you criticize the hierarchy, or even the idea of hierarchy, you destroy the idea of aspiration, and then people have nothing. Well, that's not helpful. People are built for a struggle, and they're built for a weight, and you want to take on a heavy burden voluntarily. See if you can put yourself together. See what you can do out in the world while you're waiting to die. It's an all-in game. It better be worthwhile.
Number two. I love it. Unbelievable is the stupidest word in the dictionary. Should never come out of our mouths. Think about it. To say, oh, wow, what an unbelievable play. It was an unbelievable book, an unbelievable film, an unbelievable act of courage.
Boy, I've been listening to laughter all my career.
Yeah.
I've been listening to them laugh my whole career.
It may be spectacular, it may be phenomenal, most excellent or outstanding, but unbelievable? Uh-uh. Give others and yourself more credit. It just happened. You witnessed it. You just did it. Believe it.
They've been laughing. What? An Irishman win a Cage Warriors world title? Hell no. You serious? An Irishman? An Irishman win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laughs all around. Okay, he got to win. Now he wants to win a world title? Hell no. He's all talk. He's all hype. He's a joke.
Happiness is an emotional response to an outcome. If I win, I will be happy. If I don't, I won't. It's an if-then, cause and effect, quid pro quo standard that we cannot sustain, because we immediately raise it every time we attain it.
Every advantage comes with a disadvantage. So if you're extroverted, you're social and you're positive, but you're impulsive and you can tilt towards hedonism and you can't stand being alone.
No matter where you land in the temperamental landscape, you're going to have your associated faults and temptations.
Laughter all around at the Joker. Then the Joker goes and wins the world title. Now he wants to win a second world title. More laughter. Listen, the sound of laughter and the sound of doubt motivates me. So I'm enjoying that. I seek that. I don't feel no doubt I don't feel that going to fight in any of these other UFC bums right now. They need to rise up. Right now they're down there.
Do your thing. Stay on your course, stay focused, and keep your eye on the prize and everything comes together.
You see, happiness demands a certain outcome. It is result reliant. And I say if happiness is what you're after, then you're going to be let down frequently, and you're going to be unhappy much of your time. Joy, though, joy is a different thing. It's something else. Joy is not a choice. It's not a response to some result. It's a constant. Joy is the feeling that we have from doing what we are fashioned to do, no matter the outcome.
If you're looking for you money, you're in the wrong place already. You already know you're not in the right place.
Number four, define success for yourself. Define success for yourself. Now check this out. I'm in south of New Orleans a few years ago, and I went to a voodoo shop. And they had this wooden partition against the wall with these columns. And in these columns were all these vials of these magic potions, right? And the headings above each potion defining what they would give you were things like fertility, health, family, legal health, energy, forgiveness, money. Guess which column was empty? Money.
I've got this situation where people are truly doubting me like they doubted me at the very, very beginning. And that's motivating for me. That's what's going to drive me to the gym when I need to go to the gym.
Money is king today. It's what makes the world go round. It is success. The more we have, the more successful we are, right?
If that's not your mentality every weekend when you're at home, like you're dreading Monday, man, stop. Stop and get another job because you're in the wrong place. That's not healthy for you.
It took me a long time to understand that belief regulated emotion. So what happens is that if you act out your identity, if you act out your beliefs in the world, and what you want doesn't happen, what happens is that your body defaults into emergency preparation for action.
We all want to succeed, right? So the question that we got to ask ourselves is what success is to us, what success is to you.
And so what do you do then? And the answer is, well, you don't know what to do. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? And the answer is you prepare to do everything.
Is it more money? That's fine. I got nothing against money.
People stay where what they do has the results they want. That's partly why you want to be around people who share your cultural presuppositions.
And at the end of the day, it's really about that you love what you're doing, and it's about the journey, the people you're doing with it, that you're having fun, you're getting up every day, and you're all working toward the same goal, whatever it might be.
But do yourself this favor. Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize yourself. Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character.
It's a very fulfilling feeling. It really is a very fulfilling feeling because I've been where most people have been. I've been in the shitty job that you're just trying to pay your bills and you're trying to make ends meet and you're miserable. You're doing it because you have to do it because you have to pay your bills because you need money.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, man. It tastes sweet, but you will get cavities tomorrow. All right, life is not a popularity contest. Be brave, take the hill, but first answer that question, what's my hill?
You might ask, well, why? And the answer is, well, because you can be hurt, pain, you can be damaged, you can become intolerably anxious, and you can die. So it's no wonder you're sensitive or very sensitive to negative emotion.
How do I define success for me, myself? Well, for me, it's a measurement of five things. We got fatherhood, we got being a good husband, we got my health, mind, body, and spirit. We got career and we got friendships. These are what's important to me in my life right now.
Everything in life is about timing. Yes. It really is about timing, the right time, the right place, the right everything. And I also believe that you create your own timing in life too. What's the worst thing that can happen if you try?
So first, we have to define success for ourselves. And then we have to put in the work to maintain it. Take that daily tally. Tend our garden. Keep the things that are important to us in good shape. I mean, let's admit it. We've all got two wolves in us, a good one and a bad one. And they both want to eat.
If the day that I walked out of that hotel, right, and I went to do this, it doesn't work out. I can go back and be a bellman again whenever I want to. You can always go back and do that. The worst part is not trying.
Yeah.
You have to try. Nobody's ever going to do anything without trying. It's never the right time.
The best I can tell, we just got to feed that good one a little more than the other one. Here we go. Number five. Process of elimination is the first step to our identity. AKA, where you are not is as important as where you are.
It's never the right time. It's like, I can't now. I got this truck I just bought. I got payments on this friggin' thing. You know, I got this. If you do that to yourself, you'll never do anything. Forget the truck. Forget this. Forget that. Go for it. Just go for it. Believe me, I'm living proof that it can happen.
All right, 1992, I got my first job as an actor. Three lines, 3 days work, and a film called Dazed and Confused. It is just as important where we are not as it is where we are.
Now let me tell you, if someone told me that something is impossible, I will go out and do it. That's just the way I always was. I was told to my face, you're nothing but a giant muscle. You can't act. You have no future, and you have an accent that is laughable.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
The first step that leads to our identity in life is usually not, I know who I am. I know who I am. That's not the first step. The first step's usually, I know who I am not. Process of elimination. Defining ourselves by what we are not is the first step that leads us to really knowing who we are.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody.
Well, those people, those places, those things, stop giving them your time and energy. Just don't go there. I mean, put them down. And when you do this, when you do put them down, when you quit going there, and you quit giving them your time, you inadvertently find yourself spending more time and in more places that are healthy for you, that bring you more joy. Why? Because you just eliminated the who's, the where's, the what's, and the when's that were keeping you from your identity.
Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Ignore the naysayers. Work like hell. Trust yourself. Break some rules. Don't be afraid to fail. I've made a fortune in several careers, and I've been very successful in several careers by believing in myself.
Until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life.
Let me tell you, you're going to find the naysayers at every turn that you make. Don't listen. Just visualize your goal, know exactly where you want to go. Trust yourself.
Get rid of the excess, the wasted time. Decrease your options.
Get out there and work like hell and break some of the rules and never, ever be afraid of failure. I couldn't have gone to one lifting event in my life if I would have been afraid of failure.
We're safe. America is secure. You want my property? You can't have it. But I did you a big favor. I have successfully privatized world peace.
Knowing who we are is hard. It's hard. So give yourself a break. Eliminate who you are not first, and you're going to find yourself where you need to be.
Because, of course, there's a chance that you can fail. When you lift the weight, I tried 10 times to lift bench press 500 pounds, and I failed. But the 11th time I did it.
What would it cost you if you quit now? What would it cost you if you stop fighting.
Something I want to share with you guys I think you might find helpful is this idea about balance and how we're always looking to find that balance in our lives. But I think a few things are important. Number one, acknowledging just how hard it is and how difficult it is to find that balance. It's much easier said than done. Like you guys, I've got babies to raise, babies to feed, bills to pay, food to put on the table, relationships to maintain, businesses to run. It's hard. But what I also found is two keys. Number one is discipline.
Never give up and never be afraid of failure, because otherwise you box yourself in and you limit yourself. You all should go and be hungry for success. You should be hungry to make your mark, and you should be hungry to be seen and to be heard and to have an effect out there.
Number six, don't leave crumbs. And the beauty of delayed gratification. So what are crumbs? Well, the crumbs I'm talking about are the choices that we make that make us have to look over our shoulder in the future. You didn't pay that guy back the money that you owed him, and tonight you just saw him three rows behind you.
We all have those moments when we want to quit, when we want to throw in a towel, where we don't see the end game, and the target is not clear. I know you think it's over, but you got to go again. Leave every excuse behind. You can't quit. You got more left in you.
No one said it was supposed to be easy. Life isn't fair. Sometimes you just got to do it alone.
Apply discipline to take care of yourself. The other one is communication. And this is really important, because I found if you get curious and you communicate with people around you, like, hey guys, I need some help finding my balance, you'd be surprised how fast people come to help you. You gotta take care of the thing that allows you to do what you do. And that thing is you. So take care of you and find that balance.
You are not a quitter. You are not a one-hit wonder. You are called to do something great. Try harder, reach higher, run faster, stand taller.
You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid the trouble? The only way that I ever got any place was by breaking some of the rules.
What do you do? How do you live? How do we get through it? You got to stand up. You got to get up. The path that you have chosen was never designed to be easy. Some people want it easy, but I dare you to go the hard way. What do we do with the life that has been given? How do we face the circumstances that have been brought before us?
I've learned this over time. I've learned it through experience. It's taken me a while. It's taken me years, but I have learned the power of intention, the power of purpose, and having real purpose and drive behind your thought process is, you know, when you have that level of intentionality and you have real drive and purpose behind what you do, what you say, how you act, on the other side of that, you are slowly defining day by day your legacy.
You slept around on your spouse and you just found out that tomorrow she and the lady you're having an affair with are gonna be at the same PTA meeting.
It is the man that refuses to quit. It is the man that refuses to put down his gloves that separates winners from wannabes.
When you're out there partying, horsing around, someone out there at the same time is working hard. Someone is getting smarter and someone is winning. Just remember that. Now, if you want to coast through life, don't pay any attention to any of those rules. But if you want to win, there's absolutely no way around hard, hard work. Don't be afraid to fail. Anything I've ever attempted, I was always willing to fail.
It doesn't matter how broken, how weary and devastated you are right now, that pain will not last forever.
So think about that for a second, right? You think about the legacy, because that's one of the words that can often get lost. In any event, power and purpose, find your intention, let's set it today, and let's go.
can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions. You can't be paralyzed by fear or failure, or you will never push yourself. You keep pushing because you believe in yourself and in your vision. And you know that it's the right thing to do and success will come. So don't be afraid to fail.
Do we give up? Do we stand up? Do we push through? Those are the questions that we ask each and every day when we are faced with adversity. Hard times create tough math. Tough mass creates tough characters. But you got to carry on.
Don't listen to the naysayers. I mean, how many times have you heard that you can't do this and you can't do that and it has never been done before? I hear this all the time. As a matter of fact, I love it when someone says, no one has ever done this before, because then when I do it, that means that I'm the first one that has done it. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done.
What are the keys to success? What's your secret to success? Well, there really is no secret. I think it's the same basic building blocks and tenets that we all know. Surround yourself with high quality people who believe in the same values and principles and philosophies that you do. And not just in business as entrepreneurs, but just as human beings. You want to treat people right, treat them good, make them feel good. Think big, think outside of the box, be disruptive with your thoughts. And remember, just because something's never been done before doesn't mean it can't be done.
So when it gets tough, you gotta get tougher. When you're standing on your own 2 feet and the storm is coming in, you still gotta stand. And sometimes you just gotta stand alone.